I've spent a lot of time in front of cheese coolers in my life. That's because I love cheese, whether it's Stilton, Gruyere, or Drunken Goat. But raw milk cheese? That's new to me. So I asked Noah Earle, the grocery manager at Clover's Natural Market in Columbia, Missouri, to recommend a raw milk cheese for me to try.
I thought I'd choose a couple cheddars, if you're game.
Cool. We head to the back of the store and slice up a shiny yellow raw milk cheddar. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah. Hmm. I wasn't really expecting that.
No.
It's very smooth. It's smoother in consistency than the one we just tried.
Mm-hmm.
We were just eating that raw cheese straight, but Clover's customer Senyata Markey likes her raw cheese on top of apples. In fact, she doesn't eat cheese unless it's raw because her blood's type A.
Type A's, just because of our biology, do not digest dairy well or meat, and we're unable to assimilate the nutrients from those products. Now, mainly when it comes to dairy, I feel like it was part of the pasteurization process that makes it unavailable to me. And so the raw cheese, I could eat.
Consumers like Markey believe that raw cheese is more nutritious because pasteurization hasn't killed living beneficial organisms in the milk. But not pasteurizing can also allow harmful bacteria to live. And contamination problems have been a challenge for Missouri cheesemakers lately. Morningland Dairy in Mountain View, Missouri, just went out of business after the state milk board seized 36,000 pounds of its raw cheese because some of it was found to be contaminated with listeria and staph. Also in the northwestern part of the state, three people got sick after eating a raw cheese called Flory's Favorite. A batch of it tested positive for E. coli. Nebraska cheesemaker Krista Dittman says these problems can be devastating for the raw milk industry.
I think it creates a lot of fear in the industry, and it creates a lot of dissonance between producers and regulators.
Dittman's talking about the feeling from small producers that inspectors from state agriculture departments and the Food and Drug Administration, which regulates the raw milk cheese industry, will never find their operations to be clean enough or safe enough to meet their standards. Morningland Dairy's lawyer Pete Kennedy points out another fear.
Well, I think it creates a chilling effect on other people getting into the business. You know, you're going to spend all that money on equipment and a plant if something like this can happen.
But the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say raw milk cheese poses a very real threat, sickening hundreds of people over the past decade. A few years ago, the FDA began a comprehensive risk assessment of raw milk cheese, which can be sold legally nationwide as long as it has been aged 60 days. The FDA is expected to release its findings by the end of September, and some producers worry the agency will extend the amount of time required to age raw cheese, or, worse, ban the sale of raw cheese across state lines. But food safety expert Richard Raymond wouldn't mind a raw milk cheese ban.
The pasteurization of milk, which became more or less the standard in the 1940s, dramatically dropped the incidence of foodborne illnesses, particularly in children, because it's a very simple step to guarantee the safety of the milk.
Back at Clover's, a regular named Kathy Lane stands in one of my favorite spots at the cheese cooler and gazes at the dozens of delectable cheeses available for sale. She and her 11-year-old daughter don't eat products made from pasteurized cow's milk due to antibiotics that might be found in them. But she's still debating whether or not to try raw milk cheese.
Would you ever consider raw milk or raw milk cheese?
Good question. I'm not sure. I mean, I would try it, but I'm not sure.
For the raw milk cheese industry, that uncertainty is a familiar feeling. Abby Fentress-Swanson, Harvest Public Media.